Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Schoona.
Be a little weird. It's not quite scuba, but
been waiting on Schoona. People been waiting on that one. So
yeah,
great.
You got a Schoona and a scuba.
Well, now you got me curious. Hold on. What else?
We don't have a scuba dog anymore.
That's a different.
We do have a scuba dog. We have a scuba dog from Scuba Mississippi, but the scuba dog.
Yeah. So we
rest in peace. No resist.
We have Scobie.
Scobie.
Scuba. We have Skeen, and we have Schoona. Those are what we have for those.
Isn't there a Steen, too?
There's Steens, yes. That's in Octobahal County, isn't it? No, it's in Lowndes. It's just outside Octobahal. There you go.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Good news from Strange Brew Coffee. I just was up there earlier today, and our good friend Shane Reed has donated a $50 gift card for Strange Brew Coffee House and for Churn and Spoon Ice Cream for us to give away on Wednesday at the Not Fall Camp Tour. We got some new additions, by the way. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. That day is jam-packed. Please come out and say hello to us. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Tri-tip brisket style. It is.
Oh, that looks so good.
It was good. It
looks so good.
I don't know how that works. Like, if you cook a ribeye to 200 degrees, you're not eating that. That's going to be disgusting, right? But if you cook a brisket to 130, that's so tough you can't possibly eat it. But this piece of meat can take both. And I don't know how it does it, but it did it. And it was really, really good.
Well, you know, like, everything. You cook it kind of differently, like the cut of meat matters.
Yeah.
So, but I would have smashed that for
it
sure.
It was really good.
I finally wiped out the rest of my Mississippi pot roast. I've been eating it for 3 days.
There you go.
I still would have been able to handle that tri-tip.
Some street food guy. It was not around here. But he was selling Mississippi pot roast grilled cheese sandwiches.
Sure. Yes, I would eat that in a heartbeat.
I watched that whole video. I was just like,
I would eat that in a heartbeat. Yep.
Yes, I would. I absolutely would. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Wherever you go. Thanks to the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. We are so close to the start of this football season. You've got to have new gear. Get it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. The lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch, the best meal in town, is always at Restaurant Tyler. Guys, when you are looking for a great lunch to have in the city of Starkville, the place to go is Restaurant Tyler. The best blue plate in town. Robbie and I got to experience that yesterday. It just every time I eat there, I come out happy. I'm never unhappy when I leave Restaurant Tyler, and you won't be either. You'll have a great meal and a great time. Just make it easy on yourself. Head over to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need a bank that provides a level of service that goes above and beyond, a bank that knows you as well as it knows your money. That's what you get with Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We are loaded on Wednesday, all right? As we mentioned, the Talking Dogs Live 1 to 2. When is the – you've got another Talking Dogs. You have two shows this week?
All right, so Talking Dogs is at 9 to 10. The one – I'm going to be live – on 100.9 from 1 to 2.
On Wednesday.
Yes. I don't know if we're really calling it Talking Dogs. It's more like a high school preview show.
Okay. It's a big
And
deal, though.
yeah, we're going to have I'm going to have John Carr from Starkville on with me, Jay Hobson, Starkville AD. I'm going to have Chase Nicholson, the Starkville Academy coach, and Brian Merkel, the Starkville Academy AD. So it's going to be kind of a meet the coaches thing with Starkville and Starkville Academy.
Okay.
So would love to see some people come out, tune in
Yeah.
too, if you're a high school football fan. And I want to remind people too, if you, a lot of people have asked about this, how they could listen to the show if they're not around the Golden Triangle. We do have a live feed online on supertalk.fm, I believe, where you can go to each individual radio station and listen to their
Right,
feed.
you can do that on the app.
Yes, you can do that on the app. You can do that online. I believe we're going to have a podcast form for this.
Yeah.
I'm going to blame Will East if we don't.
As we do, as we should. Yeah.
And yeah, so if you don't live in the Golden Triangle, you can still listen to the show.
Absolutely. And you should. So that's Wednesday, 1 to 2, 3 to 6, Sports Talk Mississippi. Here's our lineup. Zach Selman's going to join us for two segments in the 3 o'clock hour. So we're getting plenty of talk with the Mississippi State Athletic Director. 4 o'clock, we start off with Coach Brian O'Connor. Start off the hour with Mississippi State Diamond Dogs, the new skipper. We've got pre-recorded interviews with Coach Jeff Lebby and Coach Coleman Hutzler. Start of the 5 o'clock hour, Coach Chris Jans is going to join us.
All
Five,
right.
yeah, 5:20. Charlie Winfield will join us from the Bulldog Initiative. 5:37, Coach Sam Purcell is going to join us from Mississippi State
Amen.
basketball. Hey, man. And so, yeah, and then Thunder and Lightning. I haven't got anybody there yet, but we'll see. Who maybe Robbie will come back by and say hello. Who knows?
Now I got choir practice.
Bring the choir and I'll sing with them live
Okay.
on the show. How great thou art. I can do it.
It's going to be a busy day.
Very busy, but we're looking forward to it on Wednesday at the Knott Fall Camp Tour. Two Brothers Smoke Meats is the place to be. Davis Wade Stadium was the place to be on Sunday, Mississippi State's first scrimmage of preseason camp. And I'll file this under things I didn't expect to hear, Robbie. The defense seems to have won the day. That is, in my opinion, very. Look, when it comes to scrimmages, right? If one team side is good, it means the other side wasn't as good, right? And you got to find balance in there. But I would not have expected the defense to win this first scrimmage. But by from all indications, that's exactly what happened on Sunday.
Yeah, I talked to a couple sources that were at the scrimmage, and they backed up exactly what Jeff Lebby said. And some of it from the people that I talked to was, there were some mistakes from the offense. I don't think that it's anything that I would be super concerned about, but it's very encouraging to hear about the defense flying around, creating pressure, creating turnovers. They had three or four turnovers. Jeff Lebby even talked about Kelly Jones scoop and score. It was about 50 yards. That's encouraging to me. I'm not super concerned about the offense. I think the offense will produce explosive plays. I think they'll produce points. What we want to see is how far along is the defense? Are they ready to compete inside the SEC? Can they get stops? Can they force turnovers? Can they get sacks? I think we're moving in that direction. And this seems to have been, while not a extensive long scrimmage, I think it might have been hour and a half maybe. They got a lot of stuff done, especially on the defensive side. So that group continues to make some noise. I still think that they're going to be a much improved unit and a group that I think can do some better things this year at the very least.
So let's ask it like this. If we were to look at it in terms of, better is relative, right? Because they could
It
still be
isn't
worse.
impossible to get worse.
Right. They could be still really, really, really bad, but be better. So do we think that this defense can get up to the point where we would say they're an average defense? Because I feel like I got to be totally honest. I guess this is one of those two things can be true, right? Average is good enough to win games in this league this year, to be a bowl team. If you have an average defense and an above average offense, you're going to a bowl game. I absolutely believe that. So I guess it's like a two-pronged question. Like, yeah, they're still not going to be good. Average might be their ceiling, to be honest with you. But average is good enough in this year, in year two of Jeff Lebby, to get back to a bowl game. Can this defense be average?
I think that they can. I think that you've made enough moves in the front seven that you should be competitive on the line of scrimmage in the SEC. We see the bodies, and just from the sheer size alone, they're going to be better up front than they were last year. They're going to be more competitive on the interior and on the outside. And I think that's just going to make everything else better. I think the linebackers are really talented. Brandon Jennings has really taken a step. I thought he was actually pretty good last year. I didn't think that he was very bad last year. I thought he was solid. And I think that he's going to be even better this year. You add Isaac Smith into the mix. I like the things that we're hearing about the cornerbacks the last couple of weeks. I like what we've seen in that regard. And the safety group, I think that they got talent back there too. So yeah, I think that this group could be average. I hope they're average. If they're not, then
Well, I mean, I think honestly, below average might be enough to get to 6 wins.
slightly below average.
Slightly below average. Now you can't be
What
like
is like?
last year, which is, I don't know what's below mediocre. I do actually know. I do know what's below mediocre. Putrid. That's what
What
the defense
is
was last year.
average? Like what? Like how do we quantify average?
Eighth, ninth in the
Eighth in the
SEC.
league, middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack, ninth, I would say. Ninth or 10th even would be average, I
Yeah,
think.
10th. If 10th would be like leaning towards bad,
That's a huge jump, though.
that's a big jump.
So let me see.
Because here's the thing.
Get the
Here's the
numbers. Let's
thing.
talk.
State was 16th last year, but it was sizable the gap between them and 15.
Right.
Like jumping to 10 would be massive.
So if State last year gave up 456 yards per game. That's a number that makes my eyes water every time I see it, right? If they were to jump to where 10th was a season ago, that's 345. That's 111 yards less a game. That would be a massive jump. That's when we say that like average is about the best you can be. It's impossible to make yourself, let's say you're thinking, oh, they're going to be a top five defense. Okay, now we're talking about a jump of almost 140 yards. That's tough. It's tough to say with a straight face they're going to be 100 yards better a game. You might be doing
So,
70 or 80 yards better a game. 70 yards better a game would have you at 13th last year, but you're at least in the same crowd with everybody else. State is 80 yards per game behind 15th. I've said
you said
we've said this before, Robbie. I'll say it again. The gap between Florida and Mississippi State, Florida was 15th in total defense last year. State was 16th, right? The gap between those two is 80 yards. It's the same gap between Florida and Tennessee, who was second.
Yeah.
That's
So what you said 10th would be 355.
yeah.
That would have been nationally 52nd in
Oh,
total
they're in a
defense.
bowl.
That would be I and like that's asking a lot
That's a
because
big ask.
behind that was LSU, Texas A&M,
Arkansas,
Arkansas,
Vanderbilt,
Vandy,
Florida.
Florida,
Those are all
and then
bowl teams.
State.
Those are all bowl teams last year. Vanderbilt
Yeah.
is, we've talked about this, we talked about this a few weeks ago. Vanderbilt is an outlier when you look at SEC total offense and total defense, right? Because Vandy was 14th in defense, and I believe they were 15th in offense. Let me double check that. In total offense, Vandy was, I'm sorry, they were 16th. They were 16th, right? So that's an outlier. But then you look at what you just said, all right? So Florida was 11th in offense, a little better, right? LSU was 5th in offense. Texas A&M was 8th in offense. So it's just about finding some, how about that balance? If State can be a top, that's why I phrased the question the way I did on the media poll. If State is above 12th defensively and they're above eighth or above in offense, they're going to a bowl. I don't have any doubt about that. I'll tell you
If
that
they were 52nd,
they
like
were
you
in a bowl
said,
last year.
there's no way they're not.
Well, let's look at scoring defense. What was 52nd last year?
Let me get to it. What was 52nd?
Yeah.
23.5 points per game by Liberty.
I mean,
Just ahead of that was Vanderbilt at 51 or 50th. At
yeah.
23.38.
So if State had been 23 points per game last year defensively, that was still they could have still been last in the conference, right? Florida was 15th at 20. Is that right? Let me make sure I'm doing this right. Hold on.
State was 117th last
Yeah.
year.
So 23 points per game last year in the SEC, if it had been a flat 23, you would have been 11th in scoring defense, right? But the four teams behind between 11 and 15 all made bowls.
Yeah.
Florida, Vanderbilt, LSU, Arkansas. The difference is that Arkansas gave up 25 points per game. State gave up 34 points per game.
Like 25, I think, is the benchmark number.
That's about as low as you can go. Look,
I
so
think
again,
you cannot go over that to feel like you can get bowl eligible.
let's look at this again. Let's look at the same thing. So the gap between State and Arkansas between 15 and 14, I'm sorry, between 15 and 16 is 9 points per game. The gap between third and 15th was 9 points per game. We're talking about a massive difference. And so,
LSU's defense was bad last year,
they've
weren't
been
they?
bad for 3 years. They've been bad for 3 years. LSU is not what it used to be defensively.
And they're hyping that defense up this year, and like,
We'll see. We'll see. But with State, you made the point. Like, they don't really have anywhere to go but up. They can't be worse. It's just not. If they're worse, it's because there's some sort of real. If they're worse, it's because Coleman Hutzler is legitimately the worst defensive coordinator in America. That's the only way
Yeah.
they can be worse is if the coaching is that bad. If they take small step forward, you're probably pushing for bowl eligibility. If they take a big step forward, and again, a big step forward, let's be realistic, is not being second or third in the conference. It's being 10th or 11th. But that's going to be enough to almost guarantee 6 wins.
It'll be close. The numbers wouldn't make sense
Yeah.
otherwise. And maybe I'm contradicting myself because I didn't really factor that in very well on my media poll.
Yeah.
Because I think I had State in the top 10.
That's what I said. That's why I asked you about that. You had State. You answered yes to both questions. Top eight defense or top eight offense, top 12 defense. Dude, that's almost guaranteed a bowl.
Well, and listen, like there is some nuance to that
Yeah.
because the numbers could be so great against non-conference teams that it kind of cooks the books a little bit. And then you could still lose to Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of it's hard, like it's just like you said with Vandy. Vandy has a season they had last year and their numbers were not really good offensively or defensively. They weren't a great offense or a great defense,
Yeah.
but they won the games that they weren't supposed to win. They won a couple of those. And they beat the teams that they were supposed to beat. So I don't think that it's a I don't think it's as clear as that, but it's kind of hard to believe if State is a top 10 offense and defense
Yeah.
that they're not bowl eligible.
Agreed.
And make no mistake, that is a massive jump from last year. That's asking a lot on offense for sure. Defense, I think they have the room to make that big of a jump, but that's a huge jump for both. And we'll see if they're able to get there. It'd be nice.
You know what's interesting to look at. As I don't know how, but apparently the team that was number one in the SEC in scoring offense and scoring defense didn't even make the playoff. Can you believe that? How do you screw that up? But seriously though,
I said
yeah.
nothing.
Yeah. Another thing I took away from this scrimmage, and just for clarity, guys, I've already ta I talked to Coach Lebby earlier this morning for our interview for Wednesday's camp, for
Did
Wednesday's
you get
remote.
some things that we didn't learn?
Well, that's what I want to talk about. Not so much that new information, but watching what he talked when he talked last Sunday night, and then talking to him today. Again, Lebby is he'll kind of tell you, right? Like he was pretty adamant last year about his talent level. Coming into the spring this year, he was really adamant about the offensive line and how they needed to be better. He seems like he feels better about his team.
He is talking in a different kind of demeanor
Yeah.
this year, at least the last couple of times that we've talked to him. And I thought Sunday night, I thought he was good. Yeah, there's some things like people make fun of the like we'll have to watch the tape thing. They really do have to watch the tape for a
I
lot.
did hit him with that. I was like, normally we have these conversations with you and you say, I got to watch the tape. I'm going to assume you've watched the tape. And he's like, I have. I was like, let's go.
Well, I mean, like, because if you think about it, in a coach's shoes, when you're in that situation, you're just looking at the next play. You're
Yeah. He
not,
just
you
got off
don't
the
get a
field.
chance to look
Yeah.
at every how everything's transpiring. So it's hard for him to come away from that and say, I know exactly how the offensive line did today. I know the defensive line did this and this. Until you get into a film room and you focus in on the position group and you have the ability to stop and go and on a play, it's really difficult to fully break down what you just saw. You kind of take a grand view of it and say you had a good day or a bad day, and then you go back and all the little details you can really map out. But I get what he's saying. I don't think that's really coach speak when he says it. I truly believe that they do have to watch the film before they can assess who was a standout, who did this and that. Because, like I said, there's a lot of things that you don't see
Right.
when you're standing on the field that you can watch.
Those scrimmages are not just for the players. They're for the coaches as well. They're Lebby is trying to, get into the feel of calling plays and what he's got to do during the game and everything else. So yeah, he does have to watch the film. That's why I was glad to be able to talk to him this morning, after he had done that. I thought he gave some decent answers. You'll hear those on Wednesday's Sports Talk Mississippi. Beyond that, at this point in the camp, for the defense to have gotten a win to me is it's not big news, but it's good news. Does that make sense? Like,
I would rather the defense be kind of dominating right
if they
now.
had said that Chapin was really sharp and threw for like 350 yards and they weren't able to get a lot of pressure on him, we would have been sitting here thinking, oh man,
That's the
it's a
problem.
problem. Hearing that the defense, because you said it earlier, we have faith in Lebby. Lebby has enough credit that we believe he'll get the offense right. So if the defense is doing well, that's a good sign. Whereas
And I think the
if it
running
was the other way
game's going to
around,
be.
be a problem.
I think the running game's going to be, I don't want to say like foolproof because the offensive line could be so bad that they can't run the football, but I think that they're going to be able to run the ball and they're going to get better and better on the offensive line. So if they're not there right now, I'm okay with it. If they're not 100%, if they're not hitting on all cylinders, that's kind of to be expected. I think the potential is there. The defense is what we don't know about. You know, we with Jeff Lebby's offense, it is what it is. We've seen it work. We've seen it be really successful. We've seen big plays in this particular offense here. It wasn't exactly what you want it to be in year one, but you can see the evidence. We have not seen any evidence of Mississippi State's defense being good at any point.
Right.
It hasn't shown itself. So that's the group that's got to prove that they've changed, that they're better, that they're competitive. That's the group that's got a lot to prove. That's a coaching staff that has a lot to prove to me.
I agree with you 100%. So good news out of the first scrimmage, and the next scrimmage is this Saturday. There is no media coverage of that, but we will get to talk to Jeff Lebby after that. That's on Saturday. It'll be Saturday morning. I think we're scheduled to talk to him at 11:30 a.m. So I did get a laugh out of him. I mentioned how the not fall camp thing, and he was like, I was like, we can't call it. It's like 90 degrees outside. He's like, though, it hasn't been that bad. I was like, oh, you're right about that. It hasn't been as high. He's like, I hope it gets hotter. I was just like, oh God.
Coaches want it to
They
be
want to, he wants to
unbearable.
sweat his guys out. So yeah,
Yep.
there you go. All right, let's move into our third to last SEC preview. It's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. I'm excited about the Not Fall Camp Tour because I enjoy promoting Mississippi State and I enjoy being in Starkville for these remotes because I don't have to travel very far. But I'm also excited because I think that our friends at Two Brothers might provide a little complimentary food for the host of the show. So I'm excited for that.
Oh.
So.
And you're going to be able to eat Two Brothers 2 days in a row. Actually,
Yeah.
we might be going to the older brother on Tuesday.
That's also acceptable. So I was told I was going
Yes.
to the older brother on Wednesday with the Super Talk crew too. So I may eat there twice.
Oh, we'll have to figure it out.
Great news. I'll eat there
Look,
every day.
you and I are the type of people that if we eat Two Brothers or older brother in back-to-back days, it's
Yeah, I
not
don't
going
care.
to hurt our
Well, here's
feelings.
the thing. Here's what I can do. If like now Monday they're not open, right? But if you say like on Tuesday I can go there, I go to Two Brothers. Let's say I get a couple of tacos, right?
Yeah.
Then Wednesday I go there and I can get some wings. It's Wing Wednesday,
Wings.
right? Thursday, okay, want to change it up? I'll get the prime rib sandwich today. And then Friday,
Chef's kiss.
I go in there and I get my pork nachos.
Oh, yeah.
So I got options, and you do too. Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copier or a new printer, you need a new copier, printer, computers for laptops. Like, what else do I normally say? They've got them. They got great products, but more importantly, they have service after the sale. Anybody can sell you these products. Who's there for you after the fact? That's the question. That's the question that you get answered with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192. Visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be anytime soon, you're going to be in Starkville. You know you have to make a trip to Maroon & Co. When you come to Starkville, the family, they always want to get new gear. Maroon & Co. is the place to get it because they have the biggest and best selection. They make it easy for you. Mississippi State polos, hoodies, t-shirts, they have the biggest. If you're a hat person, nobody's got a better selection of hats than our friends over at Maroon & Co. Use the promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, the place to go is Maroon and Co. I don't know if you've noticed this, Robbie Falk, but it is hot outside.
It is indeed.
But the good news is the deals are hotter at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. How does $2,700 off, all in stock, John Deere Z900 series zero turn mowers sound to you? They are fuel injected and ready to roll. 0% financing if you're looking for a John Deere tractor. Whatever it is you're looking for John Deere, they've got it for you at Scruggs. They'll help you customize your own deal. 0% financing up to 72 months is available. But you got to hurry because the deals aren't going to last long. It's Scruggs. Remember, Scruggs has what you want for less. All right. If I did the math right, I'm pretty sure I did. Georgia is the only team we haven't covered yet, other than Ole Miss and Mississippi State. We'll get the Rebels next week. We'll finish up with the Bulldogs. You already know our Bulldog predictions if you paid attention to last week's media poll, but regardless, we'll go through it game by game next week.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. First off, ho, 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 ho. That's gimmick infringement, and you know it.
You got that trademarked?
I do. I have that and the Randy Savage elbow drops.
Yeah, I never try to step on your toes with that. I just go with like a leg drop instead.
As you should, as you should. So, all right. Here's the thing with Georgia. Their schedule has two games on it, really. Maybe three at most, but let's go through it. They start the year off with Marshall, which is no longer Charles Huff's in territory. Should
We
be a
are Marshall.
pretty easy win. Then they have Austin Peay. Let's go
Let's go,
Peay.
Pete.
But that'll be Let's Go Dogs that day. 2-0. That Tennessee is not nothing. But they've just dominated that series lately. But
Yeah.
this is, you know, let me ask you this. If Nico was still at Tennessee, would you like Tennessee's chances there?
Not really. I just don't think they're going to have the juice this year.
Tennessee. Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I don't. I There's so many questions right now. They have, I think, like four or five wide receivers out. The quarterback deal. I think that is a big deal. So, I don't. I think Georgia's going to be able to handle that, but you never know. That's a very difficult place to play. It's an intimidating stadium. Tennessee will be up for it, but I'm going to go with Georgia.
There you go. So 3-0 off week, and then they host Alabama. That may have been the best game in the league a year ago.
Alabama.
I think that Georgia is locked in and ready to get revenge in this one. Georgia has not
Yes.
had a lot of regular season success against Alabama. They beat them in that national championship game. But other than that, Alabama's kind of dominated this series. But I think this is one that the Crimson Tide will fall. I got Georgia winning this one.
I think for a while it was kind of like the Kirby versus Nick Saban thing.
Was.
And last year was just kind of shell shock early on in that game. They made that incredible comeback, but they couldn't pull it off. But yeah, they've had this one circled.
Agreed. Kentucky at home, that's a win. At Auburn,
Yes.
that's a win.
Tricky game, though.
Can be tricky. Rivalry game. Yeah. And then they host Ole Miss. You gotta think they've got this one circled after what happened.
Same as Bama, yeah.
Like Georgia's gonna be a little bit of a revenge tour in some of these things. And so I think
This is, you know,
they're gonna win here.
Austin Simmons going into that environment. I
This is his
mean,
first real tough road game. They do play at Kentucky before that, but
you'll
this is.
find out a lot about him.
So one thing I want to say though is this. This could be an interesting game because if you think Ole Miss is going to beat LSU at home, they're probably coming to Athens undefeated and in the top 10. So it's just whether or not they've got them beating LSU. But I think Georgia
Yeah, and
will
that
get that one.
LSU game is kind of interesting. I don't think it's a real trap game because they get up for that one. So
Can't
how
be.
did they? So the Georgia game could be kind of a hangover one way or the other.
Yeah. All right. So Georgia, at this point, we've got them 7-0 off week. World's largest outdoor cocktail party. I'll give them the win there.
Hit the whim, that could be interesting too.
I do give them the win at Mississippi State.
Oh.
I don't know. They host Texas on November 15th. This is the only L I have. I don't know why. I think Texas goes to Athens and wins this game.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the fact that they went to Texas last year and beat them, to me,
I agree.
speaks volumes. Texas is just not going to be very battle tested. At this
They
stage,
will have played at Ohio State.
oh, yeah, that's true. But, you know, at this stage, Georgia
Yeah.
had to go on the road to Tennessee. They had to go on the road to Auburn. Those are two teams that normally they would handle easily.
Texas would have to go to Mississippi State. Let's
That's
not forget.
true. Yeah, that's true.
I understand you're saying everything you're saying, I agree with, but I still think Texas gets it done here.
You know, it's weird. I have Georgia winning all these games,
You got them 12 and 0.
but they're going to
They're
lose
going to lose
to one
one.
of these teams.
So this isn't a super Georgia team. This is
No,
a team, but they're not like they were 2, 3 years ago.
so I don't know. Like I don't know what to do here because I feel like they're going to lose a game.
Yeah.
I
And
just don't
their
know.
two toughest games are at home. So it's tough to, Alabama and Texas are tough, but they're at Georgia. So it's
I
tough.
think if they do lose, I think Texas will be the team they lose to.
Okay. Charlotte's a win. The Georgia Tech thing, I want to say something here. This is one of the dumbest things Georgia Tech's ever done. They moved this game to Atlanta. They're playing it at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This is a home game for Georgia Tech that's going to be played in front of 70,000 Georgia fans.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, not smart.
I understand. So 11-1 is what I have written down for the Georgia Bulldogs. I have them playing. No, I don't. I have it, my SEC championship game is LSU versus Texas.
Okay.
I think that's yours too. I could be wrong though. Who did you pick to win the SEC when we were at Media Days? Texas.
Texas.
Texas. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. All right. Next
So
week.
it'd be Texas and Georgia rematch.
Yeah. Next week, it's the Ole Miss Rebels. The week after that, it'll be the Mississippi State Bulldogs, and we'll be finally at game week. All right. Tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. Get the questions in, and we will answer them. Robbie, fire off that tweet. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.